Just want to go ahead and make a staff announcement. Today, let's go back to our guests. So, after interviewing several qualified candidates, we settled on our new IT manager, and that's Mr. Jerry Redman. You may not know it, some trivia on Jerry here. Went to culinary school first. And if you've ever had his biscuits and gravy. So after that, he was in management for almost 15 years, food service, some retail. So he brings a lot of that. Plus, then he was in school. When we hired him part-time, he was going to school to get his programming degree. While he was here, interning basically, he finished that degree, came on full-time. And so, you know, he brings a great attitude, a lot of knowledge, and some experience to the job, and we're happy.
Very good.
Very good. Nice to have you. Okay.
Okay.
But we take some biscuits and gravy.
So has everybody had a chance to read the minutes for last month?
I make a motion that we accept the minutes as submitted.
I'll second.
Okay, so we have a motion second to approve the September 19, 2022 minutes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Okay. Motion carries.
Our auditors are not here.
Yeah, can we ask that we proceed in the show on the audit report? She's supposed to be here. I'm not sure.
Doors open.
Yeah, I keep looking. I don't see a body, so.
You want to go ahead and do your financials?
Sure. Okay, and this is August financials. I do apologize. I do not have September financials for you. The chaos has not yet died down in the office. I'll just put it that way. It's still very chaotic. But I will get you September by the next week for sure. And hopefully, one of these days, we'll be back on track on that. So, to kind of give you an update in the office, high level, we're still working with complications and dealing with our meter reading import. Brent and I have been in discussions with the software company. We're very much still addressing some of our concerns. We are still not assessing late penalties or disconnections. So customers are not being penalized for our tardiness in issuing bills. We're currently about a week and a half behind the normal billing cycle. So normally we would have billed the sample cycle four last Thursday. We just so we recognize that we're doing everything in our power. Our staff is doing everything that we can. There's just complications we have to work through, and we want to be sure that the bills that we are sending out are correct and going through each of our employees in the bill cycle. So we'd rather take that extra time before we can email out customers. So that's for us. On to the financials for August. And it has been a team effort. Jerry's been helping, Johnny's been helping, Brent's been helping us answering emails. We're still all hands on deck in our labor party staff here at Rogers Waters. Okay. So I did send these out earlier in the month, so you may have glanced through them, so it might not be any surprise. I did tell you last month that we had curried August financials. It's still true. For the month of August 2022, our billed revenue was up almost 39% from last August. We do have an additional day of billing in there, but the consumption was up 27%. So that irrigation component has just been huge. This year it's been very dry. It's no surprise to anyone on that. We had a profit of $875,000 for August of 2022, which is record. Last year was $490,000, and that was a good year. So overall, it's just those revenues increasing by $513,000 and our expenses increased $30,000. So basically just selling a lot more water. I think Brent said we are about at last year, even with us selling it, we know that how many millions of gallons of water last year.
I think it was roughly around 180 million that we Yeah, Bentonville.
Which one we saw that at home.
Yeah, and this we saw this.
We've already made that estimate this year, just making assumption.
So we saw that much more in irrigation just here. But it was very, very dry.
And I expect next month to be also very dry as well. I mean, we're not as hot as we were, but we definitely haven't got any rain, so. Fiscal year to date access and impact fee collections are lagging behind the prior 2 years, but still doing great, $118,000 for water department. We are obviously ahead of the prior year in our budget on profit. Sewer revenue doesn't have the irrigation component, but we do build sewer along with our water in many cases, so the build revenue is up 26%, and consumption was up 13.5%. Profit for the month was $617,000 for sewer. Last year was $403,000. Again, that increases overall revenues of $320,000 with a slight increase in expenses of $106,000. Access and impact fee sewer, same story, behind the prior 2 years, but still doing okay at $223,000. Funds, total funds were at $45.4 million, so very healthy reserves, lots of capital, that engineering, and then the land plan. So we have that money earmarked for some capital improvements. I think last commission meeting, the engineering brought several to you, Vans Row, $3 million, you know, a lot of high dollar. That is all I have for you for August. I do apologize for the delay reporting, but if you have any questions, please let me know. And as soon as I get those September financials ready, I will email those out.
Question, do you have light at the end of the tunnel?
Right now, it's like a hairpin. There is light, but we're just at the point where we're working, but sometimes it feels like we're spinning a rope. And we're trying to get the right people involved to say, look, we're spinning, can we please project forward? Britt has done a very good job of helping get the right people from the software company involved. And we had a good meeting today, so we're going to touch base in a couple days and see if we've made some progress. It will still take us, if we get things out, it will still take the billing to some other processes a while to catch up. We did lose a staff member due to medical illness, so that has not helped the situation. So we are looking for an additional customer service rep. So just some things that have happened, it won't last forever, I do firmly believe that. It's just been a very rough transition period. So.
Hang in there.
Yeah, so it's not bad. They're doing the hard work, is all I can say.
Thank you. 5K report. Yours.
Good afternoon. I'm going to keep this short and sweet since this is our first report, but we got a lot of projects going on right now, and one thing I can report on is our project dealing with the surveillance system at both locations here and at the plant. And I can report now that both the office and the plant have surveillance cameras, access control for the doors, and also security alarms. So we also have cameras at the water towers too. There's a couple of things that we need from that company, sort of, you know, punch list items, but for the most part, that plant has landed, and, you know, happy to report that it's doing well. The Tyler migration, of course, like Jennifer was saying, the, you know, office needed a lot of support, so that gobbled up a lot of IT time and energy. We're happy to support them, though they just truly needed it, but a lot of our time and attention just went to that sort of thing. City Works is also in the pipeline. That's the next migration. And really, you know, the state of the IT department right now is just sort of little bit of upheaval. We got Janae gone. We had one that was out for a couple weeks, you know, devastating loss in their family. So we were there to support her as well. But even with all that upheaval, all those kind of curveballs being thrown, we're doing well. We're staying the course. What we had in place while Janae was here is this giant list of just tasks that we came up with together. We're staying the course on that list. You know, we're, you know, no major change in direction or anything. questions?
That's good.
Thank you.
The operation.
I'm like Jerry, I want to keep it short and sweet because I'm sorry I don't have anything in here, but I've been gone traveling, it seems like, for the last month between conferences and everything. Just finished up this past week in New Orleans because I'm the WEF delegate for the state of Arkansas, the AWA WEF delegate. So I had to go down there for some training and some class time with them. And then also attended the conference while I was down there, seeing a lot of new things. But right now, Field Ops, the guys that, as Brent tells me, we built a pretty good team back there. The team's been keeping it going for me while I've been out teaching and going to these conferences and everything. I'll actually be in center and teaching tomorrow. So, and we got quite a few of our guys in there. But the guys are doing a great job back there keeping everything together. We're moving forward. We're actually kind of getting caught up, knock on wood a little bit. Our supplies, we're starting to see some supplies where we was having that supply chain issue. We're actually starting to get caught back up on our supplies there that we've had ordered and stuff. So I think going forward, it's even going to get a little bit better for us and everything. So we're not having any issues there at this point. So. And from talking to a lot of the vendors and stuff down there at the conference and stuff, they see it proceeding the same way that we're still. They think we're on a fast track up. So, y'all have any questions for me?
Well, wasn't those you're having trouble with MJs?
A little bit of everything. You know, MJs, duct liner pipe, you know, and stuff. But. like I said, we're starting to see those come into this. And then a lot of our stuff is copper, so we're just missing some copper fittings and stuff, too, that we wasn't getting. Any questions?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Todd.
Oh, I thought it wasn't show up.
Kind of a plant manager's dream with all the dry weather. not a lot of stress on the plants, so treatment looked good. Fairly inactive month in that regard. Had a few things on our industrial pretreatment, some issues with chicken quick on their inspection. I feel like, you know, they're receptive to getting everything fixed, but they just, you know, change people over. People move things around to suit them, not realizing that how big of a deal it is and things like that. I think it's just a training issue. And Ozark Mountain Poultry, they, again, training issue. They mixed up their chemicals. I think they've had a lot of personnel turnover in the industry here lately. So that was the primary issue with what we found in our pretreatment inspections. I don't think we'll have an issue with getting it fixed. It wasn't like they were, you know, upset about that. I think, in fact, they're probably happy we figured it out for them and helped them out there. Probably saved them some money on their pretreatment. Fog inspections, Amber's still doing great there. They had to do an overnight 24-hour composite sample by hand. Her and Patrick split that up and they'll work some extra time. So very appreciative of their effort there. Again, significant events are short. It's a very nice month for me. You might remember we advertised for bid for our bio solids handling. We selected three. One of the requirements for them was that they're cleared to do business in the state of Arkansas through the state attorney general. We have one bidder that has not met that requirement yet. I've been in contact with them, and today I let them know that we needed to get that cleared up and moving, or I need to move to the next bidder. So just got the other two are up and taking care of things fine, so.
What does that mean, that they've got to be cleared? I mean, they don't have to be incorporated in Arkansas, I assume. What is it?
Boy, what does it mean? They have to, I think they have to have an incorporation in Arkansas, and they have to be in good standing to be able to do business with us. And so I think that's what that's about. It's, you know.
They probably got to pay that franchise fee.
$50 or something, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that.
I just hope to look on the website and search their name, and it's not there.
It's not there.
Mr. Chairman, I'll address Mr. Green's question. They would just need to, the LLC statute in Arkansas requires a foreign LLC to register and do business in the state of Arkansas. It's not a real hard process. They need to send their incorporation papers from their home state to Arkansas, and they pay the fee, and they're registered. I'm not sure why Bordertown hasn't, is not able to do that. It's a real simple requirement.
I did do some training with AWWA Walton and Rogers. I was a little bit short on hours, taking care of things here. We only had 11.2 million gallons from INI. That's with 1 inch of rain for the whole month. So, you know, over four, that spread over four events. So, not a lot coming in from INI. So that makes it a fairly easy month. It also lets you know, 8.5 as a baseline flow is probably pretty close right now. So that's a.
So there's probably a pretty good savings on chemicals that have to be added.
You know, we treat primarily with biology. The only thing we treat with chemicals is chlorine and sulfur dioxide. That is flow paste, but it's a fairly minor expense. The real savings is in pumping costs and aeration. Our air, you know, the lower the amount of material that comes in, the less we have to actually treat with aeration. So it really saves us on our electric bill, and that's where it's really at, is pumping and aeration. Those are two large aerator
bills. Good.
That's all I have for that.
Very good.
All right, any questions for me?
That's good. No. So, okay, move on to the amendment contract with Hawkins Ware.
Yes, so my esteemed colleague Brian is out of town on vacation, so I'm helping him out with this engineering amendment for a project out at the plant on solids handling. You may recall, just to give you a little background on what we're doing here, a while back we came to the conclusion that after narrowing it down to two separate dryers, we really didn't have anything specific that said this is the right equipment for the job. The dryers being kind of the heart of that project, and it being such a large project, we felt it prudent to continue on with two selections. What we're addressing here is that our engineering contract only had them working with one piece of equipment. We were expecting to have a selection made, but that didn't happen. So they have had to come up with a 15% set of drawings for two units instead of one. And then they've also made some trips to go out to West Virginia and take a look at that equipment that's online and actually look at it and get eyes on it and things like that. So this amendment covers the cost of that decision to go with two dryers instead of one further into the process, if you will. There's a lot of detail here that tells you where all those costs went and came from and things like that, but that's essentially what we're looking for.
Todd, could you, I don't have that paper in front of me, could you scroll down and see?
Yes,
the
sir. And that's the amount there that we're increasing, and that's the new total. Not to exceed, if I remember right, yes sir, not to exceed. And then here's your actual description of the additional scope of work that they've done, and let me know if I'm scrolling too fast for you.
Did that seem in line with whoever looked?
Yes. For an extra 15% set of drawings and a large crew to go out and take a look at this equipment for essentially 3 days, then yeah, it's actually less than I expected, honestly. But.
Well, I would make a motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, so I have a motion and a second. For amendment number two, scope and services and fee proposal, solids handling improvements, phase two, total engineering fee not to exceed $88,500. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. Okay, motion carries.
And if I could elaborate, sorry, on that, we had a call late last week, the NRC. And if this project started, you recall we got the $31 million in the loan approved at the 1.5%. There was always a little, no one knew whether or not we could spend that on foreign equipment, of which one of these is. One is domestic and one is most certainly foreign. After that meeting last week, which got all the contract amendments and everything sorted out, it was brought to our knowledge that we'll have to put BABA, you know, the Build America, Buy America, all that language in, then we can apply for exemptions. If this project started before May 14th of 2022, which most certainly did, those won't apply. But then it'll go to the American Iron and Steel. When it goes to the American Iron and Steel, you can still get an exemption for equipment, major pieces of equipment that are not manufactured. So anyway, it looks at this time like those loan proceeds can go to either one of them.
I have a question. This says that it's increased by $68,500, and we sent $88,500 is what we voted on.
That's $68,500 is what I understood.
That should be $68,000.
Okay. That's $68,500.
So do we need to do an amendment?
I'm not sure on what the rules are on
this. Mr. Chairman, it would be perfectly appropriate to have a motion to correct the previous action of the commission to reflect the correct amount of the contract.
I would make a motion to append my previous motion and to specify not to exceed $68,500.
I'll second.
Okay, so we have motion second to approve the no more than $68,500 from the previous. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. Okay.
You have really good ears.
I just must have heard
some. I thought, well, my eyes are bad.
Good catch.
Eddie.
I will apologize. I didn't get a whole lot of information for this one. It came in a little bit later, so we tried to slip it in. So this is for this project area one. We're attempting to get engineering services to design. Right? We're trying to get engineers to design this little project area one up by the high school here. This is the Mounties. Over on Dixieland, and it starts over near the freeway just as it crosses under Blossomwood Creek, and it kind of follows that creek along. It's currently a 24-inch sewer. Our sewer master plan calls for that to basically be paralleled with another 24-inch main. So the estimated price was about $15 million in our sewer master plan. So we've got Kraken Toll gave us an estimate to not to exceed price, just based off their estimated number of hours to do all the surveying and design this. This will take us up to a biddable set of plans. And then, of course, when we do decide to go out to bid, then we can look at modifying the contract to look at inspection and things like that, if that is necessary at the time. But currently, we're asking for approval for this for the not-to-exceed price of $689,666 with staff to negotiate the final form of content of the contract with Grafton and Toll.
Is there a rule of thumb that you all follow with engineering expense to total project cost to know if it's in line, way out of line, or?
It gets a little bit more interesting, just depending on the project. So this one, if we scroll back up a little bit here, we do have some more interesting problems with this one being trying to bore under the highway, which is gonna add some complication. Currently, the city has had some issues with the Lindsay apartments over here. So it is possible to have issues with them in that area. There's been kind of a dispute due to J.B. Hunt, and the city and Lindsay were having difficulties agreeing on things. So there are some oddities with this one that kind of bump up the price a little bit, but to say that there's exactly a rule of thumb, not necessarily, because of different oddities like that, they kind of have to be taken individually.
And I should know this, but the second portion there was one that was approved at the last meeting. I don't know what that amount was, but it was 500 and something.
That amount, I think it was around, it was a little over 400,000, if I remember correctly.
How long ago was that?
But it's kind of just out in some fields.
It's a lot of green field. The odd key for that one is there is the railroad that has to be crossed. But it is a lot of green field, and if I remember correctly, I believe that the original sewer there was designed with, well, they placed the sewer at the edge of the easement so that it could be paralleled a little bit easier. So I don't think there's a whole lot of acquisition of easement on this project either. So they're, like I said, they're all unique.
Well, I'll make a motion to approve the proposal from Crafton and Toll for an amount not to exceed $689,660 with staff to negotiate the final form and content of the contract.
I'll second.
Okay, so we have motion and a second. We're approval of the Crafton and Toll. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, aye. Aye. Okay, motion carries.
Thank you.
So do we want to wait for the auditor?
Our auditor said he was up in the air in another 2 minutes. He doesn't make it. We'll do that at every meeting. So if you guys want to just wait to the November meeting, if you want to have them, if it's possible. They failed to get it on their calendar. So.
Oops.
Aren't they supposed to be ruled? Aren't CPAs really detailed and don't usually miss these things?
Let's just make sure it's not a billable hour.
Yeah. Can we get that discount for the audit? So I'll leave it in your hands, but it would probably be another 10 minutes. You want to send me out?
I don't care.
Time to go look at the field notes or something if anybody wants to see that, come back.
With me.
Mr. Chairman, you could take a recess. My understanding is we have not, it's been less than 10 days since we received the report. So under state statute, the governing body is supposed to, the commission is supposed to review the audit report at the next regularly scheduled meeting if the audit report is received at least 10 days prior to the regular scheduled meeting. So I understand from Jennifer, it has not been full 10 days, so we could go to November meeting. But if the commission wants to take a recess and wait for the auditor, that's fine too.
I'm at y'all's mercy, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't, makes no difference to me.
Explain me,
But not 11 minutes.
Yeah.
He said, I'm gonna make 15, he's coming from Horse Farm, so I think 15 minutes is generous.
Oh, yeah.
And it's traffic?
Yeah.
Driving to Centerton almost every day, that's generous in my opinion.
Yeah, 15 minutes won't happen either.
Yeah, that was me, I'm probably gonna type the email from, so I like it.
Yeah.
So let's keep that in mind too, so.
I can do that.
Yeah.
Just tell that dude to turn around and go back to the office.
Yeah. I don't have any.
And I think if you wanna just move it, can you make a motion to take all this minutes?
Yeah, the commission can take whatever action it'd like, it's probably appropriate at this point to have a motion and second, to take whatever action you need to hear to the next meeting or to take a recess and wait for them, the auditor to show.
You have to go back to work.
Yeah, I gotta go back to work.
He's gotta go back to work. I make a motion that we table it until November, because.
I'll second it.
So we got a motion second to table the audit report until November, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay? Okay, motion carries.
Yeah, he's gotta go back to work, so I don't want him sitting here.
Still like, if I have the ones that want to, they'll get over and show me.
I still wanna see it.